It is Linda Yon, and I am so honored that Rick Rowe decided to take a little time out and come to WEMU and tell us about Thelonious Monk and Stuffy Turkey. We play this song at Thanksgiving time every year. It's a wonderful piece that maybe should be played more. As we play this tune, Rick Rowe, what should we be listening for in Thelonious Monk?
I think it's the music, not just what he's playing, but what the whole band is doing. And that, you know, he was able to create a vibe, not just from his own feel and musicality and composing, but because of what he was able to get also from the other musicians. And Stuffy Turkey is from a great recording of Monk's called It's Monk's Time. And what should they be listening for? The first thing you're going to hear is, this hard swinging bass and drums coming in, you know, with Butch Warren playing the bass and Ben Riley and Charlie Rouse. You know, they start coming in with that melody, which I believe actually kind of goes back to work that Monk did with Coleman Hawkins. He put his own kind of melody against the melody that was kind of more the original one, the one that Charlie Rouse is playing. This is a cool kind of, almost like a round where Rouse starts that melody and Monk is kind of answering it and playing it over it at the same time with this newer melody. So Stuffy Turkey's got a lot of stuffing in it. What are you going to listen for? I say just enjoy it at first, because the feeling of it is more important than, you know, listening for this or that, you know. It's a 32-bar tune. It's like rhythm changes. It's got a bridge with some cool chords that are just two that move in a way that's very consistent with Monk's great taste in surprises. You know, he says it's like the middle of a tune that really makes the outside cool.
Join me, Linda Yon, at 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving for a hefty helping of Stuffy Turkey, Grits and Gravy, Sweet Potato Pie, and all of your other musical food favorites. It's the annual Food Song Festival, only on 89.1 WEMU.